Author Eun Lee's latest novel begins with a death. Three friends are linked to the victim, and the clues begin to pile up. But this isn't your typical whodunit. There's no famous detective helpfully vacationing nearby, no friendly sidekick or devious villain. Even the crime of poisoning occurred in the distant past. Instead, the novel explores what happens when bad memories are buried for a lifetime. Here's Ella Alfrey with a review of Eun Lee's Kinder Than Solitude.
From the first page of this book, I was filled with desolation. At times, I was overwhelmed by it. The characters all hold themselves apart from intimacy. Even the most relentless optimist couldn't hope for their redemption. That isn't to say the book is not good. Lee probes her characters' motives. She interrogates their morals and responsibilities. It's incredibly compelling. The book begins in China, where we meet Boyan. He's a successful Beijing businessman whose marriage has fallen apart, and he's overseeing the cremation of an old friend named Xiaowai. We know she was severely brain-damaged and disabled, and we find out later that it was caused by a poisoning 2 decades before. Boyan clearly feels some responsibility. Then we jump to America. Living separate but equally impaired lives are Ruyu and Moran, two women also from Beijing. The question of which one of them poisoned Xiaowai as a teenager and why is at the center of the story. But it's not really a mystery. Lee is more concerned with the vital questions of existence. Right before the accident, one of the girls thinks to herself that she had arrived at the threshold of her real life, for which she had been rehearsing as a diligent child. For the rest of the book, Lee asks what happens if we never get past this point of rehearsal. What life is then lived? In America, where we follow the two women as adults, we get to know something of their personalities. I was fascinated by Ruyu. She's an orphan, abandoned at birth and looked after by a set of great aunts. When it was time for her to attend high school, they sent her to the city, and there she meets Boyan and Moran. They are friendly and welcome her into their little gang. But Ruyu is a paid guest with the family of their neighbor Xiaowai, an older girl who treats her with resentment and sometimes cruelty. As the narrative goes back and forth between the fateful childhood summer and their adult lives, you wonder which one of the friends would have hurt Xiaowai. But as the truth of what happened is entangled, you start to suspect, however uncomfortable it may be, that Xiaowai herself bears the greatest responsibility. In the end, the story is lifted by Boyan. He insists that the dead woman's life and suffering deserve acknowledgement. To be seen, Lee writes, and to be seen as someone with a past and a future, is that not our most sincere design for love?
The book is Kinder Than Solitude by Eun Lee. It was reviewed by editor and critic Ella Alfrey.